to that. I'm also joined by...
Kerry Allen, a China specialist working for BBC Monitoring.
I'm Nushin Saluj, also from BBC Trending.
First then, to China, where the kidnapping of a three-year-old triggered a lot of discussion on social media in a country where child trafficking is a growing problem. Kerry, you've been looking into this for us. Tell us what happened.
This story happened just over a week ago. There was a woman begging on the street and a grandfather out with his granddaughter. And the woman asked the man for some food. He went to go and get some. And the woman who had been begging then abducted his granddaughter. So here you can hear the grandfather talking to state media, and he was describing his sense of despair, saying, I wanted to jump into a river when I couldn't find my granddaughter.
Yeah, it must be an awful thing to happen, but the Chinese were quick to react online, weren't they?
They were. This started as a plea by the local police with CCTV footage of the child.
So they put up the CCTV images online.
They got shared by accounts with tens of millions of followers. Suddenly, there were millions of reads from users across China helping to find the child as quickly as possible. And she was. However, the police haven't officially said whether social media had led to her being found.
The family were interviewed as well, weren't they? So we can have a listen to that.
I can't live without my daughter. That's how I felt. Nothing is more important than your child. In the future, I will look after her better, keep her protected.
So, a story with a happy ending. What was the reaction?
The reaction was very angry. People saying this woman should be given the death penalty, she should be punished severely. Why is the government not doing enough about this? There was a lot of frustration because there are still thousands of children who, literally thousands, who have not been found.
Why is child abduction such a problem there?
The main reason is poverty more than anything. There's the potential to offer a ransom. Abducting children is also quite common by beggars who can use the children as a prop for begging. You'll see children holding these little roses and they approach expats outside nightclubs. And people really think, oh, how sweet. And they offer a lot of money, which could feed that family for a week.
Can the children that have been abducted not reach out and get help?
Well, the children themselves are normally very, very young, 1 or 2 years old.
And people have been sharing things on social media. There are documentaries, aren't there?
Yes, there are, yes. There have been a lot of documentaries that have gained a lot of attention on social media. There was one just over a month ago, which was called If I Lost a Child. It's a very powerful video because it asks parents in China to talk about their children, first of all. And so they say, oh, my daughter does the cutest thing, my son's so sweet. And then in the second half of the video, they watch footage of a man who talks about his son who was abducted in 2007.
That day, it was Valentine's Day. Business at our shop was really good. There were lots of people buying goods. Our little boy was shouting that he was thirsty for milk. Because we were especially busy, we sent him out with some money. 10 minutes passed, and he hadn't come home. Losing our child hit our family extremely hard. At that time, I thought I could cry enough tears to fill the sea.
This video had tens of thousands of views, and a hashtag really took off, which had thousands of people using it, this If I Lost a Child hashtag.
That happened almost 10 years ago. Has the child been found?
He hasn't, no. And that was another reason that this was so powerful, that it really reminded people just how many children in China haven't been found.
And are there any signs things could get better?
There are. One of the big trends for 2016 is that more and more people in China are going to be owning mobile phones, specifically smartphones. And this offers a lot of people in rural regions a much more powerful opportunity to take photographs of children that they suspect are being abducted and to join in the campaigns that have been for a long time taking part from urban regions.
And China's Weibo site, which is a microblog, a bit like Twitter, they've just removed their character count, so you can now post much longer messages on there. Maybe makes it a little bit easier to get your message across. Kerry, thanks for explaining.